takes place between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Events occur.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to FBC Radio Live. I should probably get my mic in front of my face so you can actually hear what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. It's Monday. It's a new week here. It's May, folks. It's May. That's right. May the 3rd. We're flying through the month or year of 2021. So sorry for being a little late here. We had a little technological hiccup, but we are rocking and rolling. We are live. We are moving. I could not say that with full confidence earlier this morning, because that was the issue we were having. Mike was frozen in time and pretty much stuck in the 80s, but that's pretty much true pretty much every day. But we are here, and we are going to break down the draft as much as possible. We're probably going to talk some Aaron Rodgers here and kind of give us a little primer for our discussion with John Sapicetti tomorrow, which should be quite interesting when it comes to certainly that quarterback from up in Wisconsin. But we don't have much time here, so I'm going to bring him in because he helps carry the show. He helps make this show great. I certainly don't. He does. And he is Mr. Mike DeVate. Mike, happy Monday, my friend. No!
Happy Monday, buddy. And again, folks, very sorry about the technological delays.
All of his course, fault.
$3 internet in Rhode Island here, still not worth much more. It's about maybe $3.45 now, but it's still plugging along, and as long as we can broadcast, we'll continue to bring this to you. Draft Monday, absolutely. Post-draft Monday.
Post-draft.
A lot of great stuff to get to. Yeah, definitely. We'll prime up for our discussion with John tomorrow. Looking forward to it, as always, bud.
Yeah, well, you know, as if you've listened to his segments here on this this program, whenever he's come on and we talked about Aaron Rodgers and his future, his pipe dream, which it's becoming more and more of a pipe dream, not that it was ever anything more than that to begin with, but more so now after this weekend, a bigger pipe dream that Aaron Rodgers finishes his career with the Patriots. So, but this saga isn't over. And the more I watch this play out, the more I'm convinced that he will not play for the Packers in 2021. I know things seem a little quieter than the fever pitch that it reached there on Thursday when the draft was about to open, but I don't think this is going away. And by all the stories coming out, and this isn't I've seen so many people lazily, by the way, very lazily. Is that a word? Lazily?
It is.
Yeah.
This morning it is.
Yeah, this morning it is. I don't care about any other day of the year, as long as it works this morning. Lazily.
We've got our own language here on FBC Radio Live.
That's true. I like that. We just have it. Accept that, folks. If you're listening, just accept that we make up our own words. But no, anyways. People are lazily comparing this to Tom Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo. Aaron Rodgers and Jordan Love. And I said it on Twitter. I've said it to you. I've said it to other people. The only comparison between the two situations is that there are two quarterbacks involved. There is nothing similar about the two situations because, as we know, Tom didn't go this route. And I'm not sitting here making a judgment on Aaron Rodgers. He's just handling it a lot differently than Tom did. Tom, although he may have been a little ticked off that they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo, he didn't publicly go out and ask for a trade. He didn't make this big to-do about everything. I mean, apparently Rodgers has told teammates. He's mentioned it to other people. He's, if you believe everything you hear that's coming out, he wants the general manager fired. So there's a huge difference between the two situations. And I saw too many people try to draw comparisons because it was the easy thing. Well, of course, this is like, right. Well, that's kind of like Aaron Rodgers' career in a nutshell. Well, of course, he's just like Tom Brady. No, he's not. The only similarity is they just happen to be two really good quarterbacks. It stops there, though. Any sort of legacy comparison, it just doesn't add up. So same thing in this situation. The two trade or drama situations involving the quarterbacks are two totally different things. And this one, I hear everything that's been reported. I've seen everything that's been reported. And I'm not saying I believe everything 100%. I never really do. I'm always skeptic. You always question everything. Just keep that in mind. Always question everything. There doesn't seem to be a lot of resistance from either side to downplay any of this. Like, I believe the most that Aaron Rodgers has said is that he wishes it hadn't, you know, become such a story. That's not a denial. That's just saying, hey, I wish it didn't become a story during the draft when, you know, the reality of it is he did. I mean, this is a very calculated release of this information. I mean, it's not a coincidence that it came out the day of round
the day
one.
Of
yeah,
the draft, exactly.
I don't believe in coincidences like that. So I look at this and I'm like, I just don't see how this situation can be resolved. And look, and this isn't the Packers should be desperate to keep him. Like, I think a lot of people are just assuming that the Packers would be desperate to hold on to him. But the reality of it is, like, I think some people might be confusing the loyalty New England had to a 6-time Super Bowl champion versus a guy who's been to one Super Bowl. And I know this is going to turn into the piling on Aaron Rodgers half hour, of which John can certainly defend him tomorrow. But look, he's not Tom Brady. So the organization is looking at this, or they should be looking at this and saying, do we really want this guy to come back? I mean, is it worth it for the Green Bay Packers franchise? The great Green Bay, and I don't say great in tongue-in-cheek, I really actually mean it, the great Green Bay Packers franchise, are they going to get held hostage by Aaron Rodgers, a one-time Super Bowl champion? I mean, it's not like this guy has brought the Packers to unprecedented success and warrants this red carpet treatment. I mean, to an extent he does, because he's a great quarterback. But at a certain point, you're like, wait a minute. He wants the general manager fired? If that's true, I'm not saying it is. Again, folks, don't believe everything you hear. There's always a little sprinklings of truth here and there. The truth lies somewhere in between. So don't, you know, I'm saying it like I'm just basing it off the reports that we heard. So don't take everything as seriously as it's reported. But the point is, how much are the Packers going to put up with this? How much would you, if you were the Packers or one of their many, many owners, because it's a publicly traded franchise, how long would you put up with it and just say, you know what, forget it. We have a guy that we drafted. Whether he's the answer or not, we have to find out. What we do know is that Aaron Rodgers, certainly after this year, is not the answer. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I get the impression, and my gut's telling me right now on May 3rd that in 2021, Aaron Rodgers will not be the Packers quarterback.
Yeah, I think you're starting to make a lot of sense. I think it's starting to come together that that's exactly what's going to happen. Look, bottom line, Aaron Rodgers has had a great deal of success in Green Bay. He's had a great deal of personal individual success in Green Bay. He's built himself up into one of the best quarterbacks in the league over the last 10 to 15 years. But when you look at his career in a microcosm, like you said, he's won one Super Bowl. He's failed to take the Packers, you know, to the promised land on numerous occasions. And a lot of people will tell you, well, that's his defense. Well, that's, you know, the offensive line. That's his weapons. Exactly. I know. Believe me. I've been there before. It's, you know, we've seen these arguments being made. And, you know, John will tell you as much as anyone, as much as he is a Rodgers fan, he'll also tell you the right and the wrongs. And I think I'm looking forward to hearing his take on this tomorrow. But bottom line, if you're the Packers, you need to make a decision as to whether or not Jordan Love is the guy that you believe can lead your franchise. Obviously, they spent draft capital on him. They were high on him. They believed he was the guy. So they're going to see what's there. And at the end of the day, you hit the nail right on the head. Do you really want someone that's going to be a distraction in the locker room, a distraction to the media? We don't know how this organization is going to be able to handle that. The New England Patriots are very well versed in that. You mentioned Tom Brady, led by Bill Belichick. They're conditioned to be able to rebuff the media. They're almost, in a way, conditioned to and maybe even trained for it. And I don't want to say like the Patriots spend time training their players to talk to the media. They don't. But they know right off the bat, Patriots players know right off the bat what to say, what not to say. it'll be interesting to see what happens with Aaron. I think that in a lot of ways, he may have played his last game in Green Bay. And if that's the case, which teams are going to be interested? We know the Denver Broncos are going to be in that discussion. They did not address the quarterback position through the draft. That could be an interesting development. You know, there are a number of other teams out there that might be looking for upgrades as well. So this, to me, can be the story of the offseason. Now that the draft is done, it's going to be Rodgers' watch. And where is he going to end up? What's going to happen? That's going to be the speculative story of this offseason. And right now, I think it's anybody's guess, but my optimism wanes by the day that it'll be in Green Bay next year. This relationship just may be beyond repair at this point.
Yeah, and that's kind of you know, that's kind of the impression that I get, beyond repair. And again, this isn't a, you know, the Packers should be desperate to hold on to him. They have options. And look, and we talked about it last week, and we've asked a question, like, you know, for Aaron Rodgers, what's the better situation? I don't know if there is one out there for him. You know, people have, you know, there's perception. I say it all the time. Perception isn't always reality. And there's this perception out there, and there's this narrative out there that, you know, Aaron Rodgers has been saddled with some subpar talent around him, and this, that, and the other. Blame this, blame that. Well, okay, well, but that's not necessarily true. I mean, people are honing in on this, oh, they haven't drafted a first-round wide receiver, blah, blah, blah. Mike, how many first-round wide receivers did the Patriots draft with Tom Brady?
Oh, yeah, well, you're absolutely right.
I mean, the answer for folks is one, and it was N'Keal Harry in 2019. So don't save me that. Oh,
you can't say his name up here in New England.
Yeah,
it's bad. I'm worried about stuff flying through my window.
Yeah, watch.
I mentioned him over the weekend on a tweet and forget it. I got attacked. It was crazy.
It is. It's pretty wild. And look, it's silly how things get. People ignore certain aspects of certain facts and certain situations and completely change it to, oh, well, Aaron Rodgers would never have help. Well, no, that's just not true. I mean, last year he had one of the best offensive lines. Now, again, you know, they lost David Bakhtiari. That hurts. We're not saying that doesn't. But you also had an all-pro wide receiver, an all-pro quarterback, obviously, a top-five running back, an all-pro offensive lineman, a tight end that caught over 10 passes. So save me this... Oh, he doesn't have any help narrative. Like, he has help. And, yeah, you can sit here and complain about Kevin King all you want, but, you know, it's funny how, you know, this team was good enough to win 13 games. So, you know, I didn't hear you complaining much about it prior to that, you know, and it's funny how people always change it. It's like, oh, well, you know, they're so injured, it's amazing. No, it is how it is. Every team's injured. Every team deals with injuries and poor play and bad plays. I mean, it is what it is. It's not unique to Aaron Rodgers. So the reality of it is I just don't think that a team exists out there currently that needs a quarterback that is a better situation. Now, I'm not. That's not to say that Denver's not a good situation for him. I think Denver actually makes a lot of sense. And I talked about this with Braden Holacek the other day on one of our broadcasts, and it does. It checks the boxes. They have a great defense, or at least they had the makings of one, especially with adding Sertan into that secondary.
Right.
You're competing in a division that is obviously very quarterback-heavy, if that would be the case, because you're talking Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert in the AFC right. West, and then you have Derek Carr, and then that's just it's funny. But if that's the worst of your division, that's not a bad thing. But certainly is the worst of that division.
Say, if Derek Carr is bringing up the rear in your division, that's pretty impressive quarterback play. I mean, for all the stuff that Derek Carr gets, he's serviceable, folks. Not as bad as a lot of people would lead you to believe. But
you know, again, at the end of the day, it's a good situation. They have some talent, offense and on defense. So, but other than that, San Francisco, are they going to pivot from going Trey Lance and, you know, say, hey, we're gonna go sell out and get a couple years to Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily rule that out because they're a team that's built to win for the next couple years. And I don't know if either of us believe Jimmy G is the guy to do it, or. I mean, really, we just don't know enough about Trey Lance. I mean, you just don't know.
Right.
So maybe the 49ers, who were reportedly heavily interested and also one of Aaron Rodgers' preferred teams or preferred destinations. But I have the feeling that if they weren't going to make the move at the draft, that kind of takes them out of the running. Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. And we talked about this, too, the other day, and I can't remember if it was on this show or on our little Saturday segment before rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7. But it makes sense for the team to wait till after June 1st. So if there wasn't a deal to be made on draft weekend, meaning immediate return for whoever, for the Packers, for whoever they trade Aaron Rodgers to, yeah, it makes no sense to do this until after June 1st, because after June 1st, then they save a significant amount of money on the cap. If they trade him prior to June 1st, obviously they have to eat some dead money. The incentive being, like I said, if a team like the 49ers were willing to give up a third overall pick for Aaron Rodgers, well, you know what? The Packers might be willing to eat a little dead money to get that top overall pick. Now that the draft is over, that incentive is gone. So don't expect anything right away. But again, I keep saying, my gut feeling tells me that he's not going to be the Packers quarterback in 2021. And that might be the best option for the Packers. Maybe not necessarily on the field, but to move forward, it might be. Because, you know, again, we remember basically Brett Favre holding that franchise hostage in a way. And I don't know if they necessarily want a repeat of that.
No. And I'm glad you mentioned June 1st, and I'm glad you mentioned the immediate return, because obviously the Green Bay Packers, they're not going to give Aaron Rodgers away. I mean, you don't give the reigning MVP away. There's no way that you do that. So what do? You look for the best possible deal, and you look for the best possible return. Obviously, if they were going to move him draft weekend, this was going to be for an immediate haul. And I think you're right on the San Francisco 49ers. Now they've got Jimmy Garoppolo. Now they've got Trey Lance. They're not worried about trying to upgrade that position. They've already got arguably a logjam at the quarterback position. So now you look at teams that might be interested. You mentioned Denver. Denver might be back building. There's a good possibility of that. Las Vegas is reportedly on his preferred destinations list as well. So you look at those two teams that you mentioned, this could get intriguing. The one thing that you really want to be careful for about the haul that you give up for Aaron Rodgers, and I guarantee you that this was a roadblock for some teams over the weekend, is how dedicated is he going to be to football moving forward? He's out there hosting Jeopardy. I think he did a great job. I mean, he's very, you know, he's affable. He knows, you know, what to, you know, how to, you know, come across. And I think he can be a personality in realms outside the game of football. We've heard John Sapicetti mention this several times right here on FBC Radio Live. He's got a lot of business ventures and a lot of things that he's got going on. A lot of irons in the fire, as my grandfather used to say. So, you know what? Be careful, because are you really going to give up a haul for maybe 1 or 2 years at best of Aaron Rodgers before he decides, I've had it with football, I'm moving into the next phase of my life? Got to be really careful here in terms of what you're going to give up to get this guy.
That's a great point, because, again, you know, everyone likes to compare everything and anything to Tom Brady. Right. And the thing is like, there's not another Tom Brady out there. And this says nothing about Aaron Rodgers' greatness. I mean, and I say it all the time, if people were to step back and actually look at his career without directly comparing it to Tom Brady's, all of a sudden you can appreciate what he's done more so. But the problem is, and, you know, we're starting to get into this with Patrick Mahomes, is the comparisons were made so quickly and so unnecessarily that now all of a sudden you have this vision of what Aaron Rodgers should be. And also, conversely, what he has been, and now it's just a mess of has-beens and what-ifs and all that stuff, and now we can't sit here and appreciate that he's been one of the best quarterbacks of this generation. But the problem is, he's never, and this isn't a slight on him, again, you know, Tom Brady's not normal, he's never come across as having that much dedication. Like, to me, I look at Tom, and Tom, again, we saw those emails come out during the Deflategate investigation. He's been saying he's been going to play until into his 40s for years. This isn't a new thing. This isn't, oh, I feel good now, I might as well just keep playing. No, he's been saying this consistently. Everything he's done, every action that he's taken, every time he's asked the question, it's been very consistent. He wants to play into his mid-40s. And guess what? I believe him. And he's obviously already doing that at a high level. Aaron Rodgers has never had that type of conviction. And again, I'll say it again. This isn't a knock on him. Tom Brady's just not normal. What's normal is Aaron Rodgers getting to his age and deciding, hey, you know what? There's more than life to just football. And obviously he's engaged. He's going to be married soon. He does have a lot of interest in the Jeopardy gig. Not that he's going to get it, but it, like kind of what you said and what John says, it shows that he does have outside interests. And it's not that Tom doesn't. Tom obviously does, but you know, his main interest and love, and he's said it very publicly, is football. So the comparisons stop at quarterback when it comes to Brady and Rodgers, and not only this situation that they've both faced in terms of drafting a quarterback that would seemingly replace them, but when it comes to career motivation and potential in terms of how long they're going to play. I'd never seen Aaron Rodgers as a guy who's going to play into his 40s. I know fans say it, oh yeah, he'll just play. I never saw it. I never saw it from him, and I think he's a guy that might play another couple seasons. But if you're a team giving up a whole lot of draft capital or a whole lot of assets for a player, or if you're San Francisco and you're making a decision to give up your early pick. Now, again, in San Francisco's situation, they could still theoretically trade for Aaron Rodgers, get 2 years out of Aaron Rodgers, and then go to Trey Lance.
Mm-hmm.
That could happen. That's reasonable. But still, It seems less likely now that they did spend a high draft pick on Trey Lance. So either way, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I imagine we're going to get a lot of half-truths and little thing tidbits here and there between now and June 1st. I would anticipate something happening around then if that's going to happen. Because again, once you get a little bit later in the offseason, you're probably not going to pull the trigger on a move like that. June 1st gives you enough time to get him in and then obviously acclimated to the new system and whatever. But my gut right now on May 3rd tells me Aaron Rodgers will not play for the Green Bay Packers or the New England Patriots, like I almost just said. But he will not be playing for the Green Bay Packers come week one of this season.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't see him suiting up for Green Bay any longer. I think this is a situation that has run its course, and Green Bay's ready to move on. And you know, it comes back to what we said at the beginning, Ian. Do you really want to go into a season with a guy that's not dedicated to the team, with someone that may not be dedicated to winning, moving forward, mentoring a young quarterback? I know a lot of people say that, running into that argument up here in New England. Some people saying, oh, Cam will never want to, you know, mentor Mac Jones. How do you know that until these guys sit in the locker room together, go over what needs to be done? Maybe Cam has resigned himself to the fact and say, you know what? I'm going to give it everything I got here in New England for this 1 year, try to get one more contract elsewhere. I know where they're going to go, but it's within Cam's best interest to play as strong as he can this year and leave a legacy. Also leave a legacy to be able to, you know, pass down posterity to a team that took a chance on him when no one else would. So for all the bad blood that people want to put into locker rooms, and I'm not just talking about the Patriots folks, I'm talking about Green Bay, I'm talking about, you know, all the other locker rooms that are out there with young quarterbacks that are now going to be either mentored or have to compete with savvy veterans that have been in the league for a while. Bottom line, you need to determine what's going to be best for your football team. And right now, it may be best for Green Bay to cut their losses and move on from Aaron, and then see what they can do and regroup. Where Aaron ends up is really going to be, I think, up to Aaron himself. It's going to be up to what the teams want to give up. And, you know, there's a possibility on the table, and not a lot of people are willing to give this a whole lot of, credence, but the rumors are out there. We saw articles over the weekend. Could this be it for Aaron Rodgers in the NFL? May he just call it a career? I don't think it's as much of a remote possibility as people are saying. I don't think he will. I think he'll play, but it would not shock me to see him walk away and retire.
Yeah, and this is kind of, you know, again, there's a lot of information going out there. So you know, we try to, you know, decipher it as much as possible. And look, I'm with you. I think there's a small chance that happens, but I don't just, you know, I just don't kind of pass that off as nothing, as a nothing burger. I actually think there might be a little something to that. Doesn't mean I think that's what ultimately is going to happen, but right. Look, if he's strong enough in his conviction, and, you know, again, it's not an indictment on his love for football. We know, I mean, he's played such a long career. I mean, to get to where he's at in his career, you have to love the sport of football, but, you know, at a certain point, you know, you get up to a certain age, and you're like, you know what, do I want to do this? I mean, again, I'll say it one more time before we get up there. Tom Brady is a maniac. Okay, and I don't say, like, I mean that, like, there's something mentally not right with Tom. Like, he's the only person I've ever witnessed say, I love training camp. You know, I love going through practice drills and all that. So that's what he thrives for. And that's one of the things that a lot of veterans just, you know, after a while are just like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to have to get up here and do this. Tom loves it. And that's why he's still playing at the age that he's at. And, you know, maybe Aaron Rodgers doesn't love that part of the process anymore. And that's when you seriously start thinking about retiring. And, you know, we'll see what happens. So we'll get into that a little bit more with John tomorrow, I'm sure. And then, of course, talk more about the draft. Maybe we'll come up with our projected landing spots for Mr. Aaron Rodgers, if that's the case. So until then, though, give us a follow on Twitter at FPC Radio Live. You can see on the screen there. You can follow us on our Facebook page as well. I don't really plug that as often, but it is rocking and rolling. So go check that out, favorite, share it, invite others to like it as well. And then, of course, you can give us a follow on Twitter at FPC Radio Live. I think I already said that. At IGLEN31. I am, he is at MDABATEFPC. I clearly need a little bit more coffee this early in the morning. I will be doing that as soon as we go off the air, which is right now. Have a great day, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow.